You're listening to Here and Now on 90.3 WPLN Nashville Public Radio. Oak Ridge Republican Randy McNally is a man of few words. That may be why a few Tennesseans will have heard about him before this week when he was elected Speaker of the State Senate. McNally has nearly 40 years' experience, but there's one episode from early on that still defines his career. WPLN's Chaz Sisk has the story.
People refer to it as the time Randy McNally wore a wire. Operation Rocky Top, one of the biggest corruption scandals in the legislature's history. Investigators knew something illegal was going on, but they needed help.
And they asked me if I'd be willing to work with them as a cooperating witness, and I said yes, and thinking it would be a couple of days or something like that.
He wound up wearing the wire almost daily for 3 years. It was the late 1980s. Bingo parlors were legal, and the state was debating betting on horses. Criminal syndicates had corrupted the Secretary of State, regulators, and several lawmakers. One day, a bingo lobbyist handed McNally an envelope. He suspected it contained a bribe, so he called the FBI. They drove him to a McDonald's on Broadway, where an agent put on gloves. Inside the envelope were three $100 bills.
You know, I was a little bit... Thought I had been underpaid or whatever.
It was a test, and once gambling interests were convinced McNally could be bought off, the amounts increased. One lobbyist offered him $10,000 from a would-be track operator.
And he said the guy was willing to pay him $20 and would split it right down the middle. Of course, he lied because it was 25 and he ended up with 15.
All the while, McNally had a recording device strapped to his thigh. A wire ran up his chest, with the microphones behind his shirt. Investigators had him record lobbyists, but not other lawmakers. McNally says he's grateful.
That would have been a little difficult, I think, for me to do.
Why?
Well, in my mind, it could look, political.
Still, 50 people were convicted in the scandal, including the House Democratic leader. Another Democratic lawmaker committed suicide, as did the Secretary of State.
It's a tough thing, even though what you're doing is right, it's not pleasant. But it's kind of like taking out the garbage. It's something that has to be done. And
now Republicans hold power. They hope the story of how their longest-serving member helped stop a criminal enterprise will remind lawmakers to resist temptation. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.